You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. Wait, we're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
But like, it's gonna be so calm and like chill and no chaos without Ness here. And the next minute, we're still doing the same shit.
Yeah, we like forgot how to plug in the podcast. Yeah, I'm telling machine.
You, I'm telling you now. Those anyway, doesn't matter.
Anyways,
everything's working. Hi guys.
Hi.
Welcome to our first episode with just Dems and I.
I feel a bit sad.
I don't know how to feel. Like, okay, we have, so for those tuning in from home, which is all of you, we have a photo of the three of us chilling on the table. So Nessa's energy is here in spirit.
Yeah.
But it feels a bit weird.
It feels tame.
It already feels tame and we haven't even started. In a weird way. Mm. There's no cackling. No one's eating.
Yeah.
Should we do like a carrot bite or something in her in her honor? Okay. All right, enough.
That was for you, Ness.
Enough. But yeah.
I didn't even feel like that.
You're represented.
Okay. So what are we getting into today?
We are, okay, for a while we've been wanting to chat about cycles, specifically the menstrual cycle. I know we've spoken about this kind of like, we did do it one episode early on, like super early on. It was like episode 4 or 5 about cycles in general and us being cyclical beings. But we've wanted to kind of explore the menstrual cycle a little bit more. So today is that.
Yeah. So what we're going to be doing is, I'm basically going to be interviewing Daniela because this is work that Daniela's been doing for quite a while now.
Man, I hope I haven't forgotten shit because this is like the end of the day.
No, it's all right. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, cool.
You'll be fine. We'll flow. So can we start off by asking,
yes,
what got you started with this work?
Okay. So what got me started with this work? You know what? It's really new. This interest for me is very, very new. I would say 2 years.
Mm.
That I've been going down this rabbit hole, whatever. There was a lovely lady that I met called Kaylee, and she was on this journey. She had gone down this deep dive of reading all of these incredible books that now are like front and center on my shelf, that I, the Bible to me. And one day we were chatting about all things cycles, and she mentioned the inner seasons. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is the inner seasons? What is that? Can you explain more? And then she just started to peel back the layers and start to explain how we shift and move through so many different versions of self throughout a month. And I was just hooked. I'm like, tell me more. And I sat down with her, and it was a recorded conversation as well. Like, I made it into a podcast episode ages ago, and it's still available somewhere. I'd have to like search the archives. Yeah, we'll link in the show notes, which I feel like we always say that shit. And like, that's my job, you guys. And I always forget. So
that's not your fault. It's all good. It's a team effort.
I need to take this shit more serious. We all haven't done it. We're way too chill.
We're so chill.
Like, honestly.
We really don't take this very seriously.
Do you know why?
Do you know that a podcast episode came out yesterday? Do you think any of us shared it or even acknowledged
it? Did it really?
Yes, I promise you.
This happens every week or every 2 weeks.
I've got a calendar reminder, but I didn't look at my calendar yesterday until last night, and I was like, oh, whoops.
Are you kidding me? That was literally what I was about to say. I was about to say, full disclosure, we don't even know when this shit is coming out because we record it in advance and we schedule it because organized and whatnot. But then we kind of forget and we move on with our lives and we forget about even letting you guys know. So, okay, well,
oops.
Whoopsie. But anyway, we sat down and we had this conversation, and it was scheduled to be like a 40-minute conversation. It ended up being over 2 hours, so I had to split it into 2 episodes. And she just broke it all down for me. And after that, I could not – once you go down this path and once you start to really understand yourself from this light, you can't go back. You can't see from a different lens because you start to truly understand yourself on a deeper level.
Mm.
And, yeah, she really is why I – even stumbled upon this type of work. And so from there, it was about buying all the books and reading and finding the people online that were sharing this work. And it's quite, it's very new. Like for me, it's my whole life and it's all I ever fucking talk about. So
which I love, by the way.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. Can I share your scrunchie thing?
Yeah.
So Dems walks in today and the first thing I see is she's wearing this red velvet scrunchie. And in my mind, I'm like, she's bleeding like, automatically. And so I asked her, she's like, yeah. I'm like, I love that. I love that there's an outward sign.
Yeah.
And it feels like a special code.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to do my nails red as well, but I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's something that I encourage the souls that sit in my spaces when we talk about menstrual cycle-based stuff. I encourage outward showing in different ways that you would know and those in the know would know, but it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
Overly out there and yeah, in your face.
Mm.
But anyway, so went down that pathway of reading all the books, and I just felt this call and this need to start to share more about it. So it started off with just a few Instagram posts, and then about a year and a half ago now, I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm learning so much. This needs to be shared. I'm gonna put together like a beta group of women, whoever wants to learn more, and I'm just going to move through a flow which I created, like an 8-week flow, and share what I've learned and see what happens.
Mm.
And it was so pivotal for me because, first of all, that group of women, amazing. They committed to themselves and like trusted me in that journey when I was still learning, and we learned a lot together. But that was so fun. And after that was done, I'm like, this can't end. This has to continue. And so when I closed up Amity and I like finished off that chapter of my life last October. So coming up to a year now. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, wild.
Wild. I had been – actually, you and I, Demi, like I don't know if I've shared this with you. We went to that circle together.
Yep.
We went to that circle together and the beautiful souls that – were hosting the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So had shared something and they were like, yeah, we are qualified as site. We're qualified cycle or certified cycle coaches. We studied through cycle school. We're under Claire Baker. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, excuse me, what? Like, you can study to specifically work with cycles and be a cycle coach. Like, tell me more. And so I did research from there. And I was like, I need to do this.
Mm.
And so once Amity closed, I got a ping because I signed up for the wait list for something. And they're like, we're opening up our doors and we only take 40 people a year. You have to apply. You have to be approved. And this is our process. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Mm.
And so I was in Thailand at the time. And I'm sitting by my phone. I was so nervous filling out this application. And I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? I'm feeling really called for this. Anyway, 2 weeks later, I got my email back to say that I was in. And now I'm just obsessed.
And you've just finished.
Oh, I finished, guys. Yeah. I've finished. Yeah. I'm doing my final assessment at the moment so I can be certified officially. But I finished my studies. Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, what a journey.
So cool. So I guess for those who are not familiar with this work or just starting to like not – it's not even this work. It's kind of like this knowledge, right?
Yeah.
And are just starting to dabble in or maybe they're not even familiar, what would you say is the main benefit for people to learn more about this, for women to learn more about this?
Yeah. Look, I feel like this type of work is important because we move through the motions of our day so unconsciously. And we do it in a way which works for masculine hormones, really. Mm. Like it really does. Mm. Our society is built to really work alongside and benefit that 24-hour cycle. Once we understand that we don't actually have a 24-hour hormonal cycle, that it stretches for however long your menstrual cycle is. So like, for example, I have a 26 to 27 day cycle. Yours is a bit longer,
mine's
right?
Like 35 at this point.
Cool. So once we recognize that we have different lengths of cycles, we can understand that our bodies and our hormones naturally ebb and flow. So we start to become less harsh on ourselves when we notice that our energy is dipping, or we notice that we show up differently at certain parts of the month. And instead of trying to push ourselves to perform or act super positive or wear a certain mask or do a certain thing.
Or try to show up as a guy. Not literally as a guy, but like...
the way a guy would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is consistent on a day-to-day basis because that's in line with their hormones.
That is literally it. That's what their hormones do.
Yeah. Like,
we start to understand and create our day, or like shift our days to work with our ebbing and flowing rather than forcing ourselves to fit a box that just does not fucking fit with us.
Mm.
And it's so important that we learn that, because otherwise we find ourselves burnt out. We find ourselves frustrated and angry. And how many times have you snapped at someone and you're like, that was really unfair on that person? Like, that's just me in my, all my projecting right now.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Yeah. And we do that because we're not meeting our own needs.
Yes, we aren't. We aren't, truly. Yeah. And there has to come a time and point that we start to take responsibility for ourselves and our actions and the way that we fill our cup and treat ourselves and nourish ourselves.
Mm.
There's like honestly a million and one reasons why this work is important.
Mm.
Even at different phases within your life cycle as well. Like if you're someone who at some point in time has decided consciously, you know what, I think I might start to consider conscious conception and like family planning and things like that. If you don't have an understanding of your cycle, and when I say cycle, I'm not talking period. Like I'm talking your entire menstrual cycle is from the first day that you bleed until the day before your next period. Like that entire time is your menstrual cycle.
It's not just your like period.
It is not just your period. And I think that that's a common misconception as well. When I say I do cycle work, like, oh, periods. Well, it's like a lot more than that.
Yeah, that's just like a week.
It's honestly like the tiniest part. It's an important part, sure, but there are other important parts as well.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I can't remember like how I got here. But
It all makes sense. And just
conscious conception.
Conscious conception.
Like if you don't understand your cycle as a whole, when you ovulate, and I'm not talking about what the app says, because the app doesn't know shit, right? Yep. The app does not know shit. That little window that it says in the app, like how does it know when you're ovulating? It doesn't. Unless you're wearing one of those temperature, like the temp drops, for example, that's constantly measuring your temp, and you're adding in when what your mucus is looking like, your cervical mucus, there is no way for an app to tell you when you're ovulating. So that's just
bullshit. We'll talk more about that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this type of work helps you to understand your body, your unique flow, your unique cycle, and your unique patterns.
Mm.
And it helps you to understand yourself better than anyone else can like guide or tell you. So say you need to go to the doctor for something and they ask you a question, you're going to have complete trust and knowing in your experience, which is going to help then guide, say, the nutritionist or the doctor or whoever that you're working with. Like it gives you sovereignty.
Yeah.
This work gives you sovereignty.
Yeah. Cool.
So pretty important, I'm going to say.
Yeah. And I can even say like since we've become close as well and you've taught me all this stuff, like as you've been learning, that has made, I mean, I've shared this before.
Yeah.
It has made such a big difference in how I understand myself and how I give myself compassion. Because like, let's say for the last 2 weeks, I've been in my autumn and now I'm bleeding. I've had quite a few menti bees in that time. Yeah. And even when we've been talking.
I love that you call them menti bees.
It just makes it more fun.
It's so fun. I'm going to use that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've had quite a few, like, and not like full on mental breakdowns, but like just losing my shit a little bit.
Yeah.
And just having like a big fat cry
over
maybe something that I wouldn't react to that if I was in my summer, let's say.
Yeah.
And because I know where I'm at in my cycle, I'm able to understand, okay, my hormones are shifting.
Yeah.
Things are triggering me a little bit easier. It's not something that I have, like the say the thing that I'm having the menti bee about, it's not as urgent as I feel like it is. Like it's actually obviously it's important that I validate how I'm feeling, but I also understand why everything's so amplified.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because what my hormones are doing and what I'm moving through in my body.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Oh, it's so cool.
Very, very cool.
Man, that lawnmower is so loud.
It's really like, loud. Why?
Do you know what?
The guy's just outside.
The guy's just outside, but it's like, this is a Monday job. Like, they come and do this on a Monday. So, like... Poor planning.
I love how like I've been here for a few hours now and they're just starting as we turn the mics
like,
on.
And it's freaking 2:20 in the afternoon. Like now you want to do the lawns? Do you
reckon it's super loud?
I don't know. Should I like do a sneaky pause, listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay, like
BRB.
Be right back, even though you guys aren't going to know the difference. wait. What's up? What's the button with the soft music?
I've got no idea.
I want to try. All right, guys, this is like, I have no idea what's going to happen right now, but let's just see. Oh, it's a pause. Okay, we'll take it.
We need a label. Yeah, we need.
Okay, hold on. Let me do it. What's this sound effect? Oh my God, it's not a sound effect. Hold on. Oh, that's good.
That's so cute.
That's good. Okay, so... aqua button is harp. Okay, I really need to label this shit. It's been like a year.
It's been longer, but it's okay.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, we're back.
Oh, were we recording that whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, lol. Okay. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
What were we saying?
So, yeah, you're just expressing what you've learned and how you've been able to kind of take in this.
Yeah. And I think it's also cool as well. Like, I know for, like, my business – On the weeks where I know I'm going to be in my inner autumn and my inner winter, because I have control over my schedule, the weeks where I need to like pump shit out, like, you know, create content, do things like that, client sessions, I generally schedule for the weeks that I'm in my inner spring or my inner summer, because I know I'm going to have the energy to back it up and feel energized through doing that.
Yeah.
Where I know the weeks that I have, like I'm going to be in my winter, for example, I try to like be very minimal with the amount of clients I'm taking and like what I'm running.
Yeah. And see, that's what it does. It helps you to pre-plan so that the different energy that you have at different times works for you.
Mm.
Because rather than working or like pushing ourselves against the grain, why don't we just work with it?
Yeah.
So if you know, for example, for me, I'll use myself as an example. I know that when I'm in my inner autumn, and we'll break down the seasons in a second, but when I'm in my inner autumn, when I am in my premenstrual phase, you know, a week and a bit before my period, for me, I have like this eye for things. I have an eye for detail. I'm very, very critical. Now I can look at that and be in this mind frame of, okay, I'm super critical at this time. Like I could even label it as bitchy. I could label it as whatever.
Mm.
But instead what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use that as a strength.
Yeah.
So if I have work that, like if I need to do my finances for the month, that is a great time because I'm going to be so focused in on detail. If I need to do editing work or if I need to refine something that I've been creatively working on, that's going to be the time because that's what my energy is kind of generating.
Mm.
So we are then able to move with that different version of self because that's the other thing. It's impossible for us as cyclical beings, and especially as women, to be one version of self.
Yeah.
We have so many versions of the self. We have the version of self that is excited to be social and out there and talk to people and communicate. We also have that version of self that does not want a bar of anyone and wants to kind of hide away and just be left alone and just do our own thing.
Yeah.
There are so many different versions of us. It's okay to recognize and acknowledge each of them as having their own strengths.
Mm.
And it's okay to know that we are going to shift through all those versions of us. Instead of trying to be one person, how about we just embrace all faces of ourselves?
Mm.
So cycle work helps us to do that.
Mm.
It's honestly, this is just
the best.
People, come on. It's time.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump into the seasons then.
Yes,
let's. So can you give us like a quick intro to each season?
Yeah, do you know what I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously know this off the top of my head because it's all I fucking talk about.
Yeah.
But you guys, I for like a year and a bit, I've been working on these cycle cards, and I've been working on these cards, yes, for the individual to kind of help guide them into knowing what they might be experiencing and how they can be supported throughout various seasons within their cycle. But I also created these cards so that if you pop them on your fridge or you pop them out on your altar or somewhere where you're giving people accessibility into you knowing what's moving, you know, what you're moving through, it can help the household support you. So for example, on my fridge right now, I have the inner spring card, which I need to change over to inner summer.
Mm.
But if my husband wants to know like why I'm acting the way I'm acting, he honestly picks up this card, flips it over, sees the information on the back, and is like, oh, that's why she's, you know, acting in this certain way. This is how I can support her. Okay, cool. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an educational tool. It's so simple. Cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the cards as my guide today to show you how simple and easy it is to recognize where you are and know how you can support yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the easiest way.
Cool.
All right. So I've got a reference.
All right.
So when I say the inner seasons, that's a coined phrase as well. My mind has gone literally blanket who coined that phrase, but I'm going to link it in the show notes, which I'm going to make the conscious effort to
do. We'll literally do it after we finish recording.
We'll do it. Okay. So this is like a new thing that we'll do. Yeah. So that's a coined phrase. I didn't come up with that. But it's a way of understanding. It's a way of, I guess, understanding the broader concept of the different energy levels and hormonal shifts that we move through throughout our menstrual month.
Mm.
So it's broken into inner seasons because seasons are something that we're already pretty accustomed to and aware of, and
it just makes sense like, for our brain.
It just makes sense for our brain. We know what the seasons are. We know the energy of winter, we know the energy of spring, we know the energy of summer, right?
Like what so nature tends to do in that time.
Exactly. How nature reacts and how we respond to what's going on. Like when it's cold, what do you naturally want to do?
Rug up with a blankie
and be like at home and cozy, right? Mm. So our inner winter will reflect that same sort of energy. So it makes sense in our brain and it's easy to understand. So we talk about the different hormonal shifts. So we start off with our inner summer. Inner winter is the very start of the cycle. And our inner winter would be our menstruation. So that's our time of our period, our bleed, right? And so the energy in this particular phase is one where naturally we're going to want to pull back and we are going to turn inward because we're feeling a little bit more quiet and we're feeling a little bit more withdrawn because we all react and respond differently to our period, of course, but we might be feeling a little bit more uncomfortable or we might be feeling a little bit more vulnerable or we're bleeding. So we're wanting to rest a lot more. We're not having that same big energy that we might have when we're near our ovulation and like go, go, go. It's not like that. It's different. It's a lower energy. Wait, I really should use my cards to so it was like start talking. You can't stop me.
That's all right.
But I want to keep up because I feel like this is a good structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is that slow sort of sleepy state, which reflects that winter time as well, right?
It's like our time of kind of like retreating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of retreating. And what's really interesting, like on a spiritual level, is we're always intuitive. We're such intuitive beings. But when you bleed, when you allow yourself to really tap into that expression and that communication that you're receiving during that time, you are so intuitive during your bleed. You really are, because there's no distractions. There's no walls that are up. Everything is just free flowing and moving. So it really is a beautiful opportunity to tap in and to receive.
I was even talking to you earlier about a particular cycle that's been playing out for not like menstrual cycle, but like a pattern that I've noticed in my life in the last few months.
Yeah.
And it's only from me bleeding these last few days, I've gotten the answer around, not the answer, but like the solution almost and the way forward. So it's so fucking cool.
So have you heard of Lisa Lister?
Yeah, I've read her book. Oh,
fucking love her. So highly cool. Recommend Code Red, by the way. I think that was the first, let me think, that was the first book that I ever read on cycles.
Yeah, Code Red. Love that
changed
book.
My life.
Yeah.
Oh, So Lisa List, I highly recommend. I'll pop it in the show notes. This is going to be a long-ass show notes.
Yeah.
She says something in her book. There's I'm just like throwing out what I can remember. So don't like quote me on this. But paraphrasing. Yeah. She says that within her cycle, say someone asks her a really serious question or she has a big decision to make, her literal response is let me bleed on it.
Mm.
Because she won't make any big decisions until she's allowed herself to move through the cycle, get to her bleed where she can tap into her most raw intuitive flow.
Yeah.
And I think that's so bloody cool.
So cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a time to rest. It's a time to surrender to the process and just allow your body to do what it does best, which is restore and heal and recharge when you give it that space and time. Mm-hmm. So winter really is, and so winter, your period, your bleed, really is a time of just pulling it right back. And when you're wanting to be supported by those around you, it's a beautiful opportunity to have someone or have people actually help you or give you that support that you need. So that might be getting someone else to cook dinner or organize dinner.
Mm.
It might look like saying no to the friendship groups that want to meet up for brunch and you're just like having a chill day and that being okay.
Yeah.
It might look like, for me, for example, I want to be chilling on the lounge and I want heat packs brought to me. Like, I'm not getting up every 5 minutes to fucking heat that heat pack.
You need the electronic one that I have.
That does look cool. You always have that on your shoulders.
Yeah, it's so good.
So for me, it's communicating with Andrew, like, I need a heat pack. Yeah, the heat pack's getting cold. How you can support me right now, I want you to heat my heat pack and I want you to make sure that I have some dark chocolate ready to go. And look, this is stuff that you can individually prepare for, but, you know, people want to help.
Yeah.
If this is a thing, and I think as women we do this a lot, we take all of the responsibility and we take all of everyone else's responsibilities and we place it on our shoulders and we're happy to give to others. But when it comes to us receiving, it's like, oh, we don't want to make anyone else like kind of move out of their way to do this for us. Yeah. Or we don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable, or we can really do that ourselves. We're not going to ask, but it's okay to receive.
Yeah.
And people are happy to give when you ask.
For sure.
And if they're not happy to give, then they're probably the wrong fucking people.
Mm.
Truly.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's an exchange. Everything is an energy exchange. And if you are someone who, if you're resonating with this and you're someone who is constantly giving, but you feel like there's no exchange, firstly ask yourself, have you asked for that exchange?
Mm.
Have you voiced and expressed that you need to be supported in a certain way?
Mm.
And if you have and it hasn't been reciprocated, then maybe like question.
I also wonder for those people.
Yeah.
I wonder how many symptoms they have around their period.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the other thing, right? Look, this is the thing. This is such a simplified conversation because we can talk about the inner seasons and like roughly what you may feel. And total disclaimer is that everyone experiences their cycle differently. Your experience will trump whatever the hell I'm saying.
Mm.
Like, it will trump whatever the hell I'm saying. What I'm saying is like a really broad blueprint,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's something to go by in order for you to slowly begin that journey of understanding the self.
Mm-hmm.
But your experience is your experience, and that is always more important than whatever anyone else is trying to tell you, because there are shadows and joys to every single season.
Mm.
And all of them are valid,
yeah,
in their own right.
Yeah.
What were you saying before? It was fucking good.
But symptoms?
Oh, yeah, the symptoms. So interestingly enough, how you react, respond, and honor yourself in each of the seasons will then affect the season to follow.
Mm.
So say, for example, you rather than resting in your winter, and I get that everyone's life is different. So yeah. There will be times that you can't, like you still
it's
have
harder.
To. It's harder. So yeah, I did a post on this a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was Father's Day, because we had a full on weekend of events and social things. And I was like day one and two of my period and I could not be fucked. but I had to go. So I wrote
down.
Well,
it's not even those things of you have to go, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's a family weekend. Like exactly. It's Father's Day. You want to celebrate like your exactly. dad and your father-in-law and yeah. all the uncles and stuff
exactly
like that.
Right.
So it's the choice that you want to go.
I still wanted to be there. That's exactly right.
But the timing shit.
The timing is shit. And the way you show up is different. So yeah. it's like, how can I still hold myself and honor myself and my energy while still having to show up for normal life things, yeah. right? So it's making conscious shifts.
Yeah.
And so the post was, I think the conscious shifts that I made was I had a list of things for both events that I had to make, like, you know, everyone contributing dessert or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck this. I had a list of stuff that I was going to make. I'm not making any of this shit. Like, I'm going to the shop and I'm buying desserts because I'm not and like, you know what? I'm not even going to go myself. I'm sending Andrew.
Yeah.
That was me making something easier for me because my energy wouldn't have been able to cope, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not withdrawing from my life entirely, but I'm just doing little things that are going to make it easier for me. And that's a realistic example. So say, for example, I'm bleeding and I have zero energy, but I'm forcing myself to show up without making any slight shifts. Or I'm skipping meals because I'm getting up late for work and just like rushing through my day, or I'm just living off caffeine or whatever. How I act in my winter is going to domino effect to the other seasons. So I'm going to probably be burnt out as fuck that month because I didn't rest. I didn't fuel my body. I didn't look after my inner ecosystem. I just pushed.
Yeah.
And so I'll find that more than likely during my time of ovulation, where normally the energy is a lot higher. Normally I have more like capability to do lots of things and on a shorter energy sort of level. Or if I am normally more social in that time, I won't have any of that. I will have no patience the way I normally would have the social things. I won't have that extra energy. I'll probably have a low libido as well. All of these things just because I did not listen to my body when it was waving those flags of slow down,
yeah.
rest, eat properly. You know, that's something that we're speaking about in I have an amazing group in my current Womb Wisdom container. Like, fuck, they're so cool. And we were having this conversation the other day about our bodies shifting and changing throughout the month, as in what it looks like.
Yeah.
And so I had made a video ages ago and I never posted it on Instagram, but I had filmed myself the first week of each of my seasons. So wearing like bike shorts and a little crop. And I was showing how my physical body looks completely different throughout as it changes. You watch it change throughout the month. And so in my wardrobe now, I have, if I was just to look at my pants, I have like a range of pants because I love fucking my flare pants, but there's like four sizes.
I love that.
Always. Yeah. My jeans, I normally buy jeans in doubles. So I'll buy my normal size and then a size up because I'm not going
to
be.
I remember you referring to your period jeans.
My period jeans. Yeah. The same fucking jeans as the others, but they're a size up.
Yeah.
I refuse to be uncomfortable. Also acknowledging that my body shifts and changes constantly. So why am I going to force myself into something which is going to make me feel so uncomfortable, make me feel like
shit.
It does. It makes you feel shit. I'm not going to put myself through that for especially something that my body naturally does.
When you're more emotionally vulnerable.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah.
Exactly. Like why?
Yeah.
Why? So I'm going to make that conscious shift to just, okay, I'm just going to chuck on like my stretchy one size uppers. And
oh,
be
I'm
comfortable.
Do that.
Fucking
yes.
Everyone should do that.
Oh
I mean, no, like, I guess, like, okay, another thing is this is
financial as
yeah,
well.
And yeah. like, all of this is coming from a place of privilege. And something that I've learned from doing this work is whether we realize it or not, just having access to period products is such a fucking privilege. Like,
yeah.
period poverty is fucking real. And it is wild to think of how there is such a huge lack of access. So having even me just saying like I have multiple sizes in clothes, like that is a privilege. That's privilege.
Yeah,
I get
for sure.
that.
For sure.
But if you can, just keeping that in mind, or when you're purchasing clothes, think of like I always think bloat friendly. Like, okay, is this gonna be something that I can wear at all phases?
Yeah.
And kind of like investing in what's going to be supportive for you full cycle round. Yeah,
rather like more sustainable.
100%. Because gone are the days of trying to squeeze into something. Like, come on.
That. We're in 2023. No more.
No one. Like, come on. Like, no. Let's not do that anymore. No. Because your body isn't meant to morph into like a specific size or like at one – you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. That's not – it's not it. No. It's not it. Like, we're not going to do that anymore because like, fuck that.
No.
Truly fuck that. So anyway, I don't know how the fuck we got here, but winter.
Yeah.
And in terms of days, I don't want to put like too much of a time frame on it, but if I'm using my cards as a guide, if we're going to use the average – and I'm doing that with a little, like, what is this
quote unquote
thing with my fingers. So if we're going to use the average 28-day cycle as a guide, but also totally knowing that everyone's cycle is varied. So we've got cycles that may start from, say, 23 days up to, like, 41 days.
Mm.
And within that sphere, it's considered to be normal. Mm. Any less than that or any more than that is when – we would suggest going and having a chat to
see. It's so funny you say that because I used to think, like, pre you sharing all this info with me, I used to think that everyone's cycle should be max 30 days, so 28 to 38 days.
Yeah.
So I was like, my period's always late.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
I was
you.
Like, well, no, it's just my cycle's longer.
Yeah. Do you know what? In cycle school, they referred to it as the 28 day. Symptomless period, which, by the way, periods should be symptomless.
Mm.
So we all experience, or most of us experience symptoms throughout our period, but that actually shouldn't be happening.
Mm.
So those symptoms are hinting at something that you need to kind of like focus your attention on.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, we used to speak about the 28-day period, symptomless period, as the unicorn cycle, because it's something that. It's just an average. It's just an average from that huge, huge number of potential dates. So yeah, any less or any more, go and like have a chat to someone about that if that's something that's consistent. But it's normal.
Mm.
It's normal.
So I know we've spoken about like simple things to do, like saying no to plans, giving yourself space to rest.
Yeah.
What are some other very like simple just off the bat things that you can think of to support like
for winter
because I know you don't drink coffee during your bleed. Why?
I stopped drinking coffee in my inner autumn. So okay, so many of us at certain points have experienced cramping and intense cramping. Okay, if it's just, this is how we have to categorize it differently, because there are people that experience really, really severe cramping. I think it's called dysmenorrhea. And wait, is that right? I can't remember now, it's too late in the afternoon, but I'm pretty sure. But hold on, like, let me check on it. If you're experiencing cramping that is unmanageable, like you physically cannot move through your day and it's stopping your usual day to day, then for sure go and speak to someone, because like that's no good.
Yeah.
But if you are experiencing quote unquote normal cramping, which is manageable cramps but super uncomfortable, then it's not normal for starters. Like it's there because it's telling you something about your body. But one of the ways that you can prepare yourself so that your muscles don't get to that point of discomfort is drop the caffeine in your inner autumn.
Mm.
So like a week, 2 weeks before your period.
Yeah.
Once you finish your ovulation and you leave that window, cut the coffee, because caffeine helps to amplify that. And it's like, if you can make simple shifts like cutting out caffeine, and that is going to take away some of that severity when it comes to cramping, why would you not do that?
Even then, like in a period where you're meant to be quote unquote meant to be unwinding and resting, drinking stimulant.
Yeah, what, like, why?
Doesn't make sense.
Okay, so swap it for, you know what is fucking amazing? Is cacao.
Yeah.
Because it is so high in magnesium.
Yeah.
And it gives you that, we get that sugary craving, we get that. So let's give our body what it's craving. Let's give it some cacao because it's going to give us that chocolatey hit that we need.
But it's also nourishing.
It's nourishing and it's so full with magnesium, which is going to be amazing for your potential cramps. So start to give yourself that warming sort of food or drink or whatever. I also like to warm my womb space prior to my period. So a couple of days before I bleed, I've got a heat pack on. I don't have cramps, but I've got a heat pack on because I'm warming that womb space. I'm starting to like calm those muscles down so that they don't retract and react and respond in like a crazy way.
Yeah.
You can really focus in on the types of foods that you're eating as well. So like upping the greens, those leafy greens are going to be your best friend throughout your period. You want as much of that yummy nutrition as you can, making sure you're eating your proteins. And you know what? Like, your carbs, you need carbs.
Yeah.
This is the thing is like, you know, we're surrounded by all this shit about having to eat a certain way all month long or like very specific diet plans. I'm doing that thing with my like fingers again. That doesn't work for it doesn't work for us.
No, yeah.
Okay, it might work in terms of getting results that you want to get. Sure, I'm not saying that it doesn't.
But it's the masculine way.
Bro, your hormones hate that shit.
Yeah.
Like your hormones don't want you to fast. Mm. They panic at that shit.
Yeah.
Your hormones need carbs, especially around your period. Like you need
that. Well, we burn more energy at that time.
We absolutely do. And you're losing so much blood as well. You need to make sure that you're fueling your body. My goodness, water intake. You need to make sure you're drinking water. There's so many little, these are simple ways. Mm. Like I'm not saying anything dramatic.
Yeah.
These are simple ways to support yourself as you move through your period to make sure that you're doing what you can to give your body that comfortability.
Mm. So I guess then like in a practical sense, I guess like when you're in your inner autumn and leading up to your period, you could like do a big shop. And make sure that your fridge is stocked full of the foods that you need. So at least it's easy and accessible when you need it versus being like, well, fuck, now I've got to go to the shops and get X, Y, Z.
Exactly. Because your energy levels are fucking shot most of the time. I mean, that seems to be a common experience. So if you're going to, say, prep some soups or...
That's what you do, right?
I normally do pumpkin soup. And like my pumpkin soup has like... So it's not really pumpkin soup.
It's got like veggie soup.
It's just like a veggie soup that's orange.
Yeah.
With pumpkin, obviously.
Yeah.
But I prep a pumpkin soup. I like to prep my like I do like a pasta sauce, but it's got, again, it's got like four different veggies in it and it's got meat in it. So it's got my protein. But I prep my and a chicken soup. So I've got stuff my freezer. I put it all in my freezer for those days, which ends up mostly being around my period and late autumn where I cannot be fucked, but I know that there's something nourishing and yummy and warming that's in my freezer ready to go if I need it.
Mm.
That's an autumn job.
Yeah.
Now you can do that at any point in the time of the month, but for me it's like, oh, okay, like I need to start thinking ahead.
Mm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I think that's good for winter.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Oh, wait. I was going to say, remember how we're talking about days? So if we had a unicorn cycle, the 28-day unicorn cycle, your inner winter would be roughly day one to day five of the month.
Okay.
But it's like day one is the first day of your bleed and then for however long you bleed for. So I only bleed for 4 days. Mm-hmm. So my inner winter is day one to day four.
Okay.
So see how already.
I think mine's six.
Okay. So your inner winter would be day one to day six.
Yeah.
And see how already, like, it's different between the two of us. And it's already different to what that unicorn cycle is. Mm. This is why things like charting and, you know, jotting down where you are in your cycle, whether it be pen to paper, and if it is pen to paper, I'll put in the show notes a free resource that I have for, like, pen to paper charting. Mm-hmm. Or you can use apps, whatever, like, your thing is. But charting is so helpful because you start to learn where your seasons begin and end.
Mm.
Okay, so... Then, oh my gosh, I'm so like in the zone.
Yay.
we have inner spring that follows. And inner spring is like, imagine you've just been in this cave while you bleed and you're starting to feel a little bit more yourself here, right? You're getting a little bit more energy back. You're starting to pick your head out of that cave a little bit more and starting to like get ready to step back out into society here.
Do you know what I you know how like when it's winter and then you start feeling it get a bit warmer and you get the little butterflies in your tummy and you're so excited.
Literally
like,
now.
Yay, the sun. Yeah, exactly.
Literally now.
Exactly.
It's literally what we're going through right now.
Except
it's
more like, internally.
But internal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, this time, so you're in a spring and technically the term would be your pre-ovulation. This is the follicular part of your cycle. So pre-ovulation, it's that time of sparking new energy here. It's planting the seeds and starting to prepare yourself energetically for what's to come for the rest of your month, because you have a lot more energy than you did a week ago, but still you're not at peak energy. So it's a slow coming out of the cave.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest mistakes, I guess, and I used to do this, although this was my like repetitive cycle that I was on, where I'd get this little bit of motivation and energy and I'd be like, fuck yes, let's go, like go, 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 go. And I'd push myself, but then I'd crash.
I'm still guilty of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you get excited because you've like been a little bit MIA for a week.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, I have energy now.
Boom. I'm back. Yeah. Yeah, but it's also important to just move slowly through that transition, because think of yourself as like a mobile phone battery, right? Mm. So if your battery has to last for that entire menstrual month,
you need to make sure
that you're not using up all of your reserves, because if you're using up all your reserves, for sure you're crashing and burning, but also your symptoms around like before your period, like PMS, things like that, are going to be through the fucking roof.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense. I love that analogy.
Yes.
Can you make a post about that?
Yeah, can you remind me?
Yeah, I'll make a little note in my phone.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you're spreading out your energy reserves so that it lasts you. So, okay, you might be feeling during this time of pre-ovulation a little bit more playful, a little bit more motivated, a little bit more independent. You might be feeling that bit of capability that you didn't have a week ago. It's a perfect opportunity to start to set your intentions and brainstorm for the weeks ahead. So this is like planning stage. This is like Virgo happy time.
Mm.
It's getting things organized.
Yeah.
It is a little bit of doing, yes, but it's more so like that preparation and getting really clear and organized.
Yeah.
So yeah, inner spring is, that's the energy.
And look at the smile on your face. You're like, yeah, it's like Virgo.
Like everything for me is Virgo related.
Well, this work is Virgo related because it's the body.
Mm, okay. Interesting. I've never made that connection.
Yeah. Well, can I just like point out, I was going to mention it earlier in the episode. I'm like, Demi, hold back, but I'm not holding back.
Yeah.
You're a Virgo sun and a Sag moon. You're really leaning into your teacher. Your inner teacher, but teaching people about the wisdom of the body. That's very Virgo.
Oh my God, that is so fucking cool.
So fucking cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, this feels like very like life purpose type vibe.
No, for sure. 100%.
I love 100%. That. Actually, this is also, so your spring is also a really good time to start expressing.
Mm.
So here's the thing. When you're in your, and I know we keep going back to autumn, we'll get there eventually, but when you're in your autumn, sometimes the things that you can say might be a little bit like harsh and in your face, right? Might be a bit intense.
Yeah.
When you're in your winter, you might find that you're thinking clearly now, like everything's clear within your mind and you're able to receive, but verbalizing it can be a little bit hard.
It's harder.
You can't find the words. It's harder to put things together.
Yeah, I find that I get a bit brain foggy. Like I understand things in my mind.
Yeah.
But then when I try to speak it, it doesn't, I can't make sense of it in order to actually put it into a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. And so this particular time when you're moving into your spring energy, because you're able to express here, you express those ideas that you had a week ago or a few weeks ago, but you can say it clearly.
Mm.
So say, for example, there is someone that you need to sit down and have a conversation with. If you can kind of maneuver yourself and prepare yourself to not have that conversation in your inner autumn or your inner winter, and you can kind of stretch it to have it in your spring or summer, it's going to come out very, very differently. It's probably going to be a little bit more gentle And yeah, just
not as like emotionally loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great time for expression, this particular time here. And I said organizing because it's also a good time to like get shit done.
Yeah.
Because also when you were in your winter, you probably couldn't be fucked with doing the washing. You've got the ironing that's piled up or whatever the fuck the job is. For me, that's like they're my jobs that in my mind that I know I can't, like I really can't be bothered with.
Yeah.
This is a time to get things back in order.
Yeah.
And prepare. Also, it's a beautiful time to, if you're wanting to be supported, this is a quality time vibe here.
Mm-hmm.
So starting to reconnect with those friends that you might have put off seeing the week before or spending more quality time with a partner or, you know, this is like a, this is also a cozy time of sharing and expressing and speaking and creating and, yeah, just reconnecting with the things that you really love to do.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And are there any shadow sides to spring?
There are so many shadow sides to spring. First of all, if you push too hard in winter, then coming into spring can be really frustrating because it's like I normally feel more like myself here. I normally have a little bit more energy. I don't have any of that. Like, why? And it's frustrating. Or for those that feel super introverted, coming into spring when you get that little bit of kick of energy, it's like, oh, I'm not ready yet. And I get this. One of my shadows that I experience is I love the fucking menstrual cave. Like,
awesome.
I do not want to speak to people.
Mm.
Like, I actually cannot be fucked. And I want to be in my little corner with my stack of books and my tea and my heat pack and not be spoken to.
Mm.
And so sometimes, yeah, I'm in my spring and I've got this energy kick and I've got shit to do. But I want to go back to what I had a week ago.
Mm.
And, you know, like, that's a shadow because you really need to be moving with the flow,
yeah.
Right?
With what your body is exactly. Just not asking of you, but guiding you to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Your body is, oh, this is another Lisa quote. What does she say? She says our menstrual cycle as a whole is our inner GPS. Mm. It is constantly guiding us to what we need and what will best serve.
Mm.
We just need to listen, respond, and just allow ourselves to be steered.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, seriously, Code Red, like, get the book.
Yeah, it's such a fucking good book. I love how, like, she's such a vibe because she, like, makes everything there's, like, so much really good info in there, but it's, like, funny and lighthearted to read.
Yeah.
She's a vibe.
She really is a vibe.
Yeah.
There's such a great list of – look, if you want it to be – because there's a beautiful spiritual aspect to that book as well – if you are wanting to keep it super, super simple and you want to receive and understand in terms of your shifting energies throughout your seasons, I would recommend starting off with Claire Baker. Her book, which I think is titled 50 Things You Need to Know About Periods, I'm going to say. It's a blue cover and it's got like cute little undies on the front. That's a great starting point.
Mm.
Really, really easy to access gain information from. Lisa Lister gives you like a bit more of a spiritual sort of aspect on top. And then when you're like ready to deep dive, Cycles of Belonging by Stella Tomlinson.
I really want to watch that. I really want to read that.
Highly fucking recommend.
Yeah.
Love that book. I think it's one of the ones that you can only order through Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you click on whatever her link is on her bio, she'd have access to her work, but highly recommend. I love that. But that's I'm ready to deep dive and I'm ready to explore cycles as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Okay. Hold on. We're going to have to put this episode into two.
Why?
Because we're at the hour mark.
Are you serious?
I'm not even fucking joking.
Oh my God. And we've like pretty we're much.
Like, it's like
winter.
55 minutes. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. So, all right. Any questions with spring?
We've talked about shadows. We've talked about how to prep for it. We've talked about
and see, here's the thing. There's energy. Like another point is this is we're an hour in, right? And this is the tiniest glimpse. Like it's actually the tiniest glimpse. Like I will spend 8 weeks of intense work with a group and still feel like we could have done that for a solid like 3 months.
Yeah. Because it's our body's knowledge.
Yes.
There's
so much.
Yeah.
It's this type of wisdom, right? none of this is new to you. It might, you might be hearing it thinking, okay, like I didn't know that.
But intellectually, it might be new, but it's not new to your body.
It's not new to your body. This wisdom has been carted around within you forever, right? Mm. And it's also part of collective consciousness. Like we know this shit. But this work is a relearning and it's a remembering, because we have been taught for years that our experience is... that our experience is gross and weak.
And inconvenient.
Inconvenient, yeah. And there are so many stigmas and taboos that are linked to our experience, but really it is our greatest power source to truly understand the body and to use the different and the varied shadows and joys to our advantage. That is power.
But also, like, even when it comes to our period, so the week or however many days that we're bleeding, we're naturally releasing and shedding.
Yeah.
Is that not cool?
It's fucking cool.
It's cool.
We're moving through this constant life and death cycle, right? Death, rebirth, death, rebirth. Yeah. Every single month we move through this cycle.
Yeah.
And when you energetically allow yourself to release with your bleed, that is just like, oh.
Chef's kiss.
Every month you get this fresh opportunity to start and try again.
Yeah.
With whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You know what? This month my intention is to be gentler with self.
Mm.
This month my intention is to try and connect to people in a different way. You move with yourself every single fucking month. Like, oh, what an opportunity. Like,
so
fucking
cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm so excited. Let's wrap really it up there. We're going to wrap it up and we're going to come back.
With part two.
With part two. Didn't do a reflection question.
Oh.
We don't need it. We don't need
it. I can't think off the off the bat like that.
Yep. Ness does reflection questions.
Yeah.
Damn it. What would Ness say? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I can't tap into that.
No,
chaos.
No one can be.